good evening from Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful day for baseball yet again as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox do battle for the fifth game of this six-game series here from Salem. Hello, everyone. Tyler Katz joined alongside with you for today's game. Quick pregame show before we get things underway. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6:05 from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, both these teams enter with a record of 11-13 on the season. After Fayetteville's big win yesterday, 5-2, in which Joey Mancini and Tyler Guilfoyle dominated on the mound, were able to tie the series up at two games apiece. Salem, meanwhile, trying to reclaim the series lead with a win today. No matter what, if one of these two teams wins the next two games of the series, they win the series overall. If it's a split, then the teams split the six-game series in their only meeting this season. Now, when you take a look at the visitors, we'll take you through their batting order. As leading things off, the first baseman, Ryan Clifford. Batting second and right, Tyler Whitaker. Batting third, the center fielder, Zach Cole. The second baseman, Narbe Cruz, in the cleanup spot. The third baseman, Ricardo Paulo, bats fifth. The shortstop, Jackson Lofton, batting sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Garrett McGowan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sandro Gaston. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Luis Encarnacion. They'll take on starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, Ryan Zephyrjan. Zephyrjan in Salem on a rehab assignment from AA Portland. He has only appeared in one game for Salem this season. It was earlier this series in a relief appearance. The last-minute decision to go with Zephyrjan on the mound instead of Luis Perales, who was a last-second scratch. Now, taking a look at last night's game, Fayetteville was able to dominate 5-2, in which they retired 14 batters in the middle of the game, but Salem fought back in the bottom of the ninth, scoring one on a sac fly, brought the tying run to the plate, but Albert Feliz, who had struck out three times in the game, got fit for the Golden Sombrero, fourth strikeout of the game as he was retired, that gave Fayetteville its second straight win. Taking a look at the standings now entering today's game. Fayetteville, with that win, still 4.5 back on the division-leading Columbia Fireflies, who make their way to Salem next series. Columbia leads it at 16-9. Over in the north, Salem falls back to 3.5 games back on the now division-leading Carolina Mudcats. Defeated the Delmarva Shorebirds last night. The Shorebirds just one game back on the Mudcats. Down east moves into second place now with a three-game winning streak over the Frednats. Down east, half a game back on Carolina. Well, tonight, a very special night at the ballpark. Star Wars night. Instead of May the 4th be with you, how about this? It's the Revenge of the 6th. With today being May 6th, the Red Sox wearing specialty jerseys that feature Darth Vader and that red signature lightsaber on the jerseys. More about that when the game gets underway. But a gorgeous day for baseball. 75 degrees, partly cloudy, calm winds blowing from left to right on an absolutely packed ballpark tonight. It was the opening ceremony for the Cave Spring Little League system. And probably a couple hundred Little League baseball players made their way in at a parade of nations, a very Olympics-esque opening ceremony behind home plate about an hour prior to the game. So you can see the different t-shirts, all the different colors of all the different teams, all based off Major League teams. So just right now, looking around the ballpark, the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Rays, the Braves, the Giants, the Yankees. Just a bunch of different jerseys from a bunch of different teams for the Cave Spring Little League that's going to be starting up soon. Tonight was the opening ceremony at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Now we'll take you on the other side, the starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Leading things off, the shortstop Cutter Coffey. Batting second in right field, Miguel Blaise. Batting third in center field, Alan Castro. Batting fourth, Luis Ravello at second base. Batting fifth and catching, Ronald Rosario. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Juan Chacon. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Lionel James. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Yorberto Mexicano. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Abram Liendo. They'll have to take on starting pitcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Andrew Taylor. The right-handed arm for Fayetteville, a 1-1 record on the season with a 3.68 ERA in 14 and two-thirds innings pitched. So it's Andrew Taylor, who's been having a really good time for Fayetteville so far, taking on Ryan Zephyrjian on the mound for Salem. He returns to Salem after spending a little bit of time here in 2021. Since then, has been called up to Double-A, spent a little bit of last season with the Portland Sea Dogs, is on a rehab assignment now here in Salem. One other note, besides the specialty jerseys that the Red Sox are wearing, a bunch of different Star Wars characters can be seen around the concourse as well. Now, I mentioned it a little bit yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I am the expert on Star Wars. Far from it. But a couple of familiar faces around the ballpark. So we'll see if they make any special appearances anywhere around the ballpark later tonight. As for now, starting lineups are being announced over the public address system here in Salem. We'll take a short break, let the national anthem be played here, and then when we come back, get you set for first pitch between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. We'll be right back on MILB TV and Valley Live. Well, we welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game 5 of this 6-game series just about to get underway. Warming up on the mound currently for the Salem Red Sox, Ryan Zephyrjian on rehab from AA Portland. A little bit more about the righty from Topeka, Kansas. Spent his time in college with the Kansas Jayhawks. Was a 2016 37th round draft pick by the Tampa Bay Rays. Decided instead to attend Kansas University before being drafted in the third round of the 2019 MLB draft by the Boston Red Sox. Has pitched in one game this season, a 1-0 record, pitched one inning, allowed two hits but no runs to the Woodpeckers back on May 3rd against Fayetteville. Last season for the Sea Dogs, pitched in 6 games, a 3-0 record with an 0.84 ERA. Ryan Clifford stands in for the Woodpeckers. First pitch, a called strike upstairs, 6:07, our first pitch time this evening. Well, we mentioned the Red Sox wearing specialty jerseys today, Star Wars themed on Revenge of the Sixth Night. Called strike comes inside, an 0-2 count to Clifford. They featured Darth Vader with the red lightsaber on the front, Red Sox in red lettering across the front as well. 0-2 delivery. Zephyrjian will have his first miss of the day on a ball outside. Umpires in today's ballgame, Shane Sullivan, the man behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. Dylan Hulsey in the field. 1-2. Pop-up foul back and over our heads here in the booth. Keeps the count at 1-2. Well, it's Clifford, Whitaker, Cole, Cruz, Ballo, Lofton, McGowan, Gaston, and Encarnacion. The batting order for Fayetteville. As Zephyrjian sets, fires, called strike 3. Shane Sullivan punches out Ryan Clifford. And one of the hotter bats for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers goes down looking. Zephyrjian, a four-pitch pitcher, as Tyler Whitaker steps up to the plate. Zephyrjian features a fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball. So really tough for some of these batters who maybe haven't seen a four-pitch pitcher or haven't seen one often. Ball outside, Tyler Whitaker, the right-handed batter, starting in right field today. Zephyrjian also has a bit of family history in athletics. As a called strike outside, 1-1 even count. His mom played women's basketball and softball for Washburn University. His uncle, Lucas Yarnell, played football for the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. 1-1 called strike. And then later, after graduating from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, played arena football for the Kansas City Brigade. Zephyrjian's uncle, Lindahl Yarnell, also a defensive back for the Kansas Jayhawks football team back in the mid-80s. One, two. Hit over towards third, picked up by Liendo, crossing the diamond on the throw, and into the glove of Lionel James it goes. A 5-3 ground out as we'll take a look at the defensive positioning for Salem. Juan Chacon in left field, Alan Castro in center, Miguel Blaise in right. In the infield from left to right, Liendo at third, Coffey at short, Ravello at second, James at first. The battery for Salem, Zephyrjian on the mound, Rosario behind the plate. Called strike on the first fastball offering to Zach Cole, the center fielder. Cole, the native to Ozark, Missouri. 0-1, misses outside, 1-1. A 250 batter on the year was the story of the game yesterday as Cole launched 2 home runs over the right field wall. The lefty batter swings at the 1-1, just catching a piece of it, puts the count at 1-2. 1-2. Hit over towards second base. Diving out to Ravello, but it gets by his glove. A base hit for Zach Cole. Potential two-out rally for the Woodpeckers here. Bringing up Narbe Cruz, the native to Havana, Cuba. Cruz having a much better series here in Salem than he did against Down East in Fayetteville. At just a 2-for-17 series against the Wood Ducks, has two home runs this series against Salem. Cole takes a slight lead off first. Seferjan kicks, fires, called strike outside, a one count. Well, yesterday wasn't Narbe Cruz's day. 0-for-5, including a pair of strikeouts. Seferjan sets. Accepts the sign. Kicks, fires, runner goes. Throw down by Rosario. In time, the tag is not. A stolen base for Zach Cole. Runner now in scoring position. The count will move to 1-1. Seferjan fires the 1-1 offering. Swing and a foul ball stops Cole in his tracks, who was heading for third. Instead, he retreats back to second base, and Cruz has to face a 1-2 count. On a packed house, well, in my opinion, over 5,000 spectators here from Salem Memorial. 1-2 offering fouled off. And into the seats, someone's getting a souvenir as it lands in no man's land in the scramble for the ball. Only one fan going for it, but we'll give it to a kid. How about that? So the 1-2 offering to Cruz, swing and a foul ball, just got a piece of it. Another fastball offering from Seferjan. National anthem today was brought by a local kid named Jack Swank, who didn't sing, but brought out his electric guitar and shredded, not in a good way, the national anthem. It was awesome. Ground ball to third. Liendo charges. Throw off balance. In time, Abram Liendo. What can he not do? A 5-3 ground out ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, Salem gets its first opportunity with bats in their hands when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox get their first opportunity to bat. Cutter Coffee, Miguel Blaise, and Alan Castro due up this inning, taking on Andrew Taylor, the right-handed pitcher out of Alto, Michigan. First pitch fouled off down the right field line. Strike one to Cutter Coffey. Made his professional debut earlier this season on April 13th against Fredericksburg. Went 4 1/3, only allowing a single hit. Ball outside will make it a 1-1 count. Fifth appearance, third start for Taylor, a 1-1 record with a 3.68 ERA. Second round draft pick by the Astros. Another foul ball for Coffey, 1-2. Out of Central Michigan for the Chippewas last season, 17 games, 15 starts, an 8-4 record with a 3.21 ERA. And what I think is most impressive about Andrew Taylor is his strikeout-to-walk ratio. It's the 1-2 skips in the dirt, count even to Coffey, 2-2. 126 strikeouts for the Chippewas of Central Michigan last season, to only 27 walks. He had 99 more strikeouts than walks. Really impressive stuff for Taylor. 2-2, ripped back up the middle. Cutter Coffey starts off the Red Sox day with a base hit into left center field. A good rip for Coffey as it brings up the right fielder, Mikael Blakes. We get a much better look at the Red Sox specialty uniforms with the graphic that has popped up on the video board out in right field. It is a mostly black jersey with spots of white for stars. Called strike goes down the heart of the plate. Andrew Taylor dealing to Blaze now. Darth Vader stands on the right side of the jersey holding a lightsaber, that signature red color. Runner goes as Coffey on a foul ball, hit and run given up, as Coffey has to retreat. Red Sox written in red across the front of the jersey with the traditional font for the numbers on the back. O2 delivery upstairs. Ball one of the at-bat. And on the back, too, if you're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live, you can kind of see as Coffey gets a pickoff attempt, but he's back in safely. A very subtle Darth Vader silhouette or portrait on the back just above the numbers. 1-2, flared foul, out of play for Blaze, keeps the count at 1-2. A lot of foul balls so far, and of course it's super early in this game, but Taylor throwing 9 pitches, has not yet faced 2 full batters yet, as the 1-2 punches out Miguel Blaze. There's batter number 2, and the first out of the ball game comes on pitch number 10. Strikeout for Andrew Taylor. Brings up the 3-hole batter, Alan Castro. Castro, pickoff back to first. Coffey back in safely. Castro, a native to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. A switch hitter batting from the left-handed batter's box to take on the right-handed pitcher in Taylor. Runner goes yet again. Pitch inside. No throw from Gaston. A stolen base for Cutter Coffey. Stolen base number 47 on the season for Salem. And for Coffey, stolen base number 5 on the year. A look back towards second. Taylor now fires on a breaking ball that misses high. 2 balls, no strikes to Castro, with Luis Ravello, the second baseman, standing on deck. Two-oh. ball inside. Rushes Castro off the plate a tad. Makes it a 3-0 count, expecting Castro to lay off this pitch. Kicks the leg and fires as Taylor. Ball four upstairs, a four-pitch walk as Castro gets aboard. Luis Ravello stands into the batter's box, a day off yesterday. He's back in the lineup tonight. A 274 batter on the season. Steps back into the batter's box and has been one of the hotter bats of late for Salem. First pitch downstairs, ball one. Five consecutive balls pitched by Taylor. Two nights ago, Luis Ravello going 0-3, but that was on a night in which Salem could only acquire one hit. Comes the 1-0. Swing and a chopper foul hits the count even to 1-1. Two nights ago in the Salem 12-5 win back on May 3rd, an 0-4 day for Ravello, has slowed down since the Delmarva series. One count, the delivery on the way from Taylor, too far inside. So two balls and a strike to Luis Ravello. Two runners aboard for Salem in the bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game on revenge of the sixth night. Two, one, hit over towards left. That gets through, a base hit. Cutter Coffey is gonna test the arm of McGowan. He's coming home to score. He slides in safely, and Salem has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Luis Ravello, an RBI single that scores Coffey from second base. Alan Castro advances to second base as well. Still runners at first and second with one gone for Ronald Rosario. Rosario catching today. Spent all of last season in the Florida Complex League. Has spent all of this season so far in Salem. First pitch taken high for ball one. Native to Palo Negro, Venezuela. One offering. Just above the letters, two balls and no strikes. Palo Negro, the name of the city in Venezuela, also the name of a plant species found in Central America. Both runners go on a 2-0, throw down to second base, way over the glove of Cruz, but not too far. Cruz is able to haul it in, but he has to leap. A double steal with Luis Ravello reaching second base. Alan Castro reaches third. Three stolen bases today. If you're watching on Valley Live or MILB TV, you can see the throw in on the RBI single from Ravello. 2-1 count to Rosario. Ball outside. Andrew Taylor needs to be a little bit careful here, as a ball would load the bases for Juan Chacon. Make a 3-1 called strike. We'll make it a full count for Ronald Rosario. Could be a big out to attain here for Fayetteville as the entire infield comes in. Playing barely on the clay, close to the infield grass. Payoff pitch, fouled off by Rosario, keeps the count alive. The defensively for Fayetteville, McGowan, Cole, and Whitaker from left to right in the outfield. Infield features Ballo at third, Lofton at short, Cruz at second, and Clifford at first. Payoff pitch once more, called strike three. Rosario can't believe it, looking back at the umpire in disbelief. Both outs this inning have come from punch-outs looking. Juan Chacon, the next to bat, with runners at second and third and two away. Double steal, got Castro to third, Ravello to second. First pitch swinging, Chacon fouls it back. It was Castro's sixth steal of the season, only Ravello's third. Chacon now waits on the 0-1 from Andrew Taylor. Ball too far upstairs, one ball, one strike. The battery for Fayetteville today, Andrew Taylor on the mound. Behind the plate, Sandro Gaston, who has filled in a variety of roles so far this series. Only time we've seen him catch was game one of the series. Foul ball hooking out of play and foul. One underappreciated part of Star Wars Night is all the different sound effects. Whereas usually a foul ball would have the glass breaking sound effect, it's now, I believe, the R2-D2 panicked scream. I don't know how else to describe it. 1-2, swung on and missed. Striking out three batters in the inning is Andrew Taylor, but Salem does some damage. One run on two base hits, no errors, two runners left on base for Salem. A 1-0 lead through one inning of play here on MILB TV and Valley Live. Hello there and welcome back to Star Wars Night at the ballpark. Top of the second inning, Fayetteville trying to respond after Salem struck in the bottom of the first for a run. Ricardo Ballo takes the first offering downstairs from Ryan Zephyrjohn. Called strike upstairs will make it a 1-1 count. Zephyrjohn only expected to go two innings. There's a grounder foul. Two innings today, but that's for the simple fact of he's on a rehab assignment, and typically on rehab, you don't want to go too long and
risk re-inflaming what was injured.
So this is supposed to be Zephyr John's final inning, working in more of a opener role. Ball will make it a 2-2 count. That opener role has been talked about a lot ever since the Tampa Bay Rays started doing that a couple of years ago. Foul ball will keep the count at 2-2. Two. Swing and a foul back into the screen. Ricardo Ballo has been battling so far this inning with Ryan Zephyrjian in his rehab assignment starting pitching appearance before he has to go back to Portland. 2-2 fouled off. Back towards a sweet. Didn't hear too many groans or anything, so I think that one may have just bounced around in no man's land. Ballo still facing a 2-2 count. A 467 batter on the year. Takes one inside, but called a strike. Ricardo Ballo goes down looking, called strike three on what has been a pitcher-friendly strike zone tonight. It brings up Jackson Lofton as the second batter of the inning. By the way, next inning in the third is typically when we do our trivia third inning. And typically it's something about the Red Sox, baseball in general. How about today we do Star Wars trivia? Seems like the right night to do it. 1-0. Called a strike upstairs. One ball, one strike. And as I mentioned before, not big into Star Wars. I've been recruiting some help trying to get a trivia question. So if it's too hard or too easy, don't look at me. 1-1 swung on and missed by Lofton. Puts the count at 1-2 into Zephyrjian's favor. As always, you can tweet in trivia answers as well as just interacting with the broadcast using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast on Twitter. 1-2, bouncing ball heading up to short. Coffee in his glove, throws on to first in time for the out. A nice play by Cutter Coffee, who fielded the ball behind the second base bag to make the play over at first. Two gone for Garrett McGowan. Left fielder steps into the batter's box for his first at-bat today. The product of a college with perhaps one of the most unique mascots in college athletics. First pitch to McGowan, a called strike. He was a Pittsburgh State Gorilla. Division II Pittsburgh State out of Pittsburgh, Kansas. And spelled a bit differently, doesn't feature the H is the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania variety. Ball downstairs, so he'll put the count even to McGowan, a ball and a strike. One-one, hit towards center field. Castro underneath it will reach up and make the catch. Three up, three down are the Woodpeckers here in the second inning. Salem coming back up to bat with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning when we return here to Salem on MILB TV and Bally Live.
welcome you back here to Salem. Bottom of the batting order for the Red Sox, Lionel James, Norberto Mexicano, and Abram Liendo do up. First pitch of ball upstairs to Lionel James. A 1-0 count. Andrew Taylor back in for his second inning of work. He allowed a run off of two hits in the previous frame, but struck out three batters. Foul ball finds its way into the seats. One ball and one strike. Coming up in the next inning, top of the third, we'll give you our third inning trivia question. 1-1. Inside, Lionel James takes it, a 2-1 count. You can always answer and interact with hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast on Twitter. 2-1 delivery, a high bouncing ball up the middle into the glove of Lofton. Throw into first. It beat him by half a step. Lionel James is out on a 6-3 ground out. Good off-balance throw from Lofton to make the play over at first, as it brings up Norberto Mexicano, the designated hitter. Mexicano, typically either a first baseman or a designated hitter, or a catcher. I don't believe we've seen him as a designated hitter so far this season, as he checks a swing but gets a piece of it on the check, fouling it off. Mexicano was last seen as a first baseman back on May 4th, where he went 0-for-3 on a night which Salem got one hit. Fouls another off to make it 0-2. So the first baseman that night was Mexicano. Only game he's played in this series thus far. Before that, played on April 27th against Delmarva, as he swings at the 0-2 but comes up empty. It's a strikeout, the fourth strikeout of the evening for Andrew Taylor. Brings up Abram Liendo, the third baseman. Liendo yesterday 0-for-3, got a day off two nights ago, is a 164 batter, batting ninth, trying to work himself back up in that average category as he takes the first pitch, fastball for strike one. Tomorrow on Sunday, 3:05 first pitch, Bark at the Park night for the series finale. Liendo fouls one off 0-2. Series currently tied two games apiece. Salem leading game 5, 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Time called by Liendo as he steps out of the box. Gets his timeout. And of course, all the new rules that are taking place with the pitch clock. Only one timeout allowed to a batter per at bat. 0-2 taken outside. A ball and two strikes. Bottom of the second, nobody on, two away after James grounded out and Mexicano struck out. One, two delivery. Bouncing ground ball heading over to second. Cruz picks it up onto Clifford in time for the out. Three up, three down go the Red Sox here in the bottom of the second. 1-0, Salem leading through two innings of play. It's the 8-9-1 due up for Fayetteville when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. welcome you back here for the third inning. 8-9-1 portion of the Fayetteville batting order due up. New pitcher for the Red Sox as well. Raylan Perez coming out of the bullpen. His first pitch is a 93-mile-per-hour ball that misses low. Ball downstairs makes it a 2-0 count. Raylan Perez, the native to Santiago, Dominican Republic. In six appearances this season, a 9.64 ERA. High pop-up in the infield. Ravello, the second baseman, comes in, nearly collides with Lionel James, but Lionel James ends up making the play. It brings up the designated hitter, Luis Encarnacion. Inside, nearly bites Encarnacion in the hand. Ball upstairs to Encarnacion will make it a 2-0 count. Well, it's time for our third inning trivia question. And today we typically do it about baseball. Today we're going to make it about Star Wars. A ball outside. So if Star Wars isn't your thing, maybe today's trivia question isn't the one for you. Today's question is, Chancellor Palpatine was known as what? As a Sith Lord. Swing and a miss. We'll get Encarnacion looking silly on a pitch from Raylan Perez. So again, Chancellor Palpatine was which Sith Lord? Swing and a miss by Encarnacion, looking for the fences again. If you know the answer, you can tweet at us using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast for some Salem Sox Broadcast brownie points. Payoff pitch inside and drawing a walk is Encarnacion. Runner aboard will bring up Ryan Clifford. Back to the top of the order, Clifford struck out looking against Ryan Zephyrjan. With one away. Ball outside makes it a 1-0 count to Ryan Clifford. So again, if you're just tuning in or you didn't quite hear the question the first time, today's third inning trivia question. Star Wars is the category. Chancellor Palpatine was which Sith Lord, or was known as what as a Sith Lord? Ball inside to Ryan Clifford. Time called as we're going to get a meeting on the mound. Jason Blanton, the pitching coach for the Red Sox, comes out to have a quick chat with Raylan Perez. Perez last appeared back on May 3rd. Against Fayetteville, pitched two innings, only allowing one hit. And did not allow a run. Started off the season in rough shape, allowing runs in four of the five games he appeared in April. Had a good appearance to start May back on the 3rd. Comes inside. Three balls and no strikes to Ryan Clifford. Perhaps Perez trying to pitch around him. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Diving is Ravello. Can't get there, but it doesn't go too far as Coffey recovers. A base hit for Ryan Clifford. Encarnacion advances up to second base on the play. Runners at first and second with one away for Tyler Whitaker. First and second are the Woodpeckers. First offering to Tyler Whitaker. It's an 0-1 count. Ball comes inside. As a matter of fact, that hits Tyler Whitaker in the elbow, just off the elbow protector. It goes down as a hit by pitch. Clifford advances to second. Encarnacion advances to third. Bases loaded with one out for the Woodpeckers, trying to strike back. Fayetteville trailing 1-0 in the top of the third. Called strike on the first offering upstairs. Cole takes it down the middle. 1-for-1 today is Zach Cole, after a really good day yesterday in which he went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs. 0-1. Bouncing ball to first. No play for two, however. Zach Cole, an RBI ground out to first base. Lionel James looked lost. He was able to step on first for the sure out, but couldn't find another base to throw to for a double play. So advancing to second is Tyler Whitaker. To third goes Ryan Clifford. Luis Encarnacion comes in to score. First swing for Narve Cruz, fouls it off. Well, still time to get your trivia answers in. Question today, Star Wars related for Star Wars Night. Chancellor Palpatine was which Sith Lord, or what was he known as a Sith Lord? Called strike downstairs, makes it an 0-2 count. And as always, hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. O2 delivery. Slow rolling ground ball to third, picked up by Liendo. Throw on to first, gets over the head of Lionel James. Out of play. And it's a two-base error on Salem on what should have ended the inning. Instead, Clifford and Whitaker score. Fayetteville now leads 3-1. Would be surprised if that was ruled as a base hit for Fayetteville. Look back towards second by Perez. Cruz stands at second after the out of play. Called strike up at the letters. So it is ruled a base hit for Narve Cruz, advancing on the air. Ground ball foul up the left field line. Cruz takes a slight lead off of second base, make it. An error costing Salem 2 runs as Fayetteville has taken a 3-1 lead here in the top of the third. Two called strike three. Ricardo Ballo rung up looking for the second time today. Raylan Perez gets out of the inning, but not before Fayetteville does the damage it needs to do. 3-1 Fayetteville, mid three. Trivia answer coming up when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. Star Wars tonight at the ballpark as Cutter Coffee steps in wearing his specialty uniform, the all-black uniform with white spots for stars and Darth Vader standing ominously on top of the jersey as well. On Revenge of the Sixth night, ball downstairs, a 1-0. Good play on words for Revenge of the Sith, which I believe ball downstairs, and I could be wrong here, I believe that was episode 3 or the 6th movie of the 9 to be released. 2-0, grounder foul up the left field line. Now I'm curious. Now, yep, I was right. It was episode 3, released in 2005. I am actually very proud of myself for knowing that. My friends will all tell you, I do not know anything about the Star Wars universe. 2-1, ball outside. Cutter Coffee, the batter, ahead in a 3-1 hitter's count. Top of the batting order for the Red Sox, taking on Andrew Taylor. 3-1, too far upstairs. Cutter Coffee will draw a leadoff walk. Second walk surrendered by Andrew Taylor so far today, as it brings up Miguel Blaise. Blaise today 0-1. He struck out looking back in the first inning. Trivia answer will be given with one out here in the bottom of the third. Called strike at the letters upstairs to Miguel Blaise. 76 mile per hour breaking ball for Andrew Taylor. Today, a special day all around the world of sports and history. Pickoff back to first, but Coffee back in safely. The Kentucky Derby to be ran later today. Check swing. And a strike for Miguel Blaise. However, Cutter Coffee took off. I was waiting to see if it was a foul ball. It was not. And stolen base number 6 of the season for Cutter Coffee. O-2 fouled back. At the Kentucky Derby, an attendance announced of 150,000. One of the most attended sporting events in the country, just because it's one of the only facilities that can hold that many people. 0-2, Blaise swings, and a drop third strike tag is made. Coffee thought about 3, but retreats back to second as Blaise strikes out for the second time tonight. Strikeout swinging and a 2 unassisted. Kentucky Derby about to get underway, if it's not already. Here comes the pitch to Alan Castro, step off the mound for Andrew Taylor. Still no offerings to Castro. Here comes the first, a called strike at 77. So pulling up a live stream currently of the Kentucky Derby, doesn't look like it has got underway just yet. But while that's going on in America, over in England, Hang on a second. Fly ball out to center. Cole comes charging in. Will reach up to make the catch for the second out of the inning as Castro flies out to center. A big day in England as today was the coronation and official crowning of King Charles III and Queen Consort Camilla. Luis Ravello stands into the batter's box, one for one today. That does have a slight connection to the Salem Red Sox as manager Liam Carroll coaching for Team Great Britain for the World Baseball Classic. Ball downstairs. By the way, Kentucky Derby, and they're off. The 149th Kentucky Derby is currently underway. If you place bets, good luck. Notice the greatest 2 minutes in sport. There's a bounced ball by Andrew Taylor on a pitch low. Cutter Coffey will advance to third on the wild pitch. Right now, verifying 14-1 odds is leading the Kentucky Derby. Kings Barnes, 11-1 shot in second. Reincarnate, a 14-1 odd in third. Heading through the second turn at the Kentucky Derby in Louisville. Two Phils, who is a 9-1 odd, currently sits in fourth. 2-0 delivery, a called strike to Luis Ravello, who's 1-for-1 today. Verifying, 14-1 odd still holds the lead through a long straightaway on the back stretch at the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. 2-1 swung on, and this one gets away. In score comes Cutter Coffey, just taking advantage of it. Another wild pitch. Call that a pass ball. Scores Coffey from third. It's 3-2. Fayetteville still in front. Heading into the next turn, Kings Barnes 11-1 shot still now in front at the Kentucky Derby. Two balls, two strikes to Ravello with the bases empty. He swings and fouls it off. In the final stretch of the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby, there's a late pass by a horse, number 8. Grounder heading over to first base. That gets through the right field side. Luis Ravello singles into the final stretch at the Kentucky Derby. Taking another turn. It looks like it's Kings Barnes still in front, but horse number 14 making a late pass. Ronald Rosario 0-for-1. Mage. Horse number 8, the unofficial winner with a time of 2:01:57. Or Mage, as Rosario fouls off the first pitch. I don't know what the odds were on that horse, but horse number 8, Mage, is the unofficial winner of the Kentucky Derby. Pickoff back to first, but Ravello slides back in safely. Upstairs will make it a 1-1 count. Trying to see what the odds were for Mage the horse, who is the winner of the Kentucky Derby and will have a chance at a triple crown. Runner goes on a ball downstairs. No throw from Gaston, sliding in safely with his second stolen base of the day is Luis Ravello. Two balls and a strike with Ravello now in scoring position. 3-2, Fayetteville leads. Mage at 15-1 odds, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. The odds on favorite Angel of Empire comes in third. Foul ball keeps the count at 2-2. We're seeing a replay on the NBC stream right now as the winning horse, the Kentucky Derby Mage, just made a very late pass and won by a couple of lengths. A swing and a drop third strike. Ronald Rosario goes down on strikes. It's a sixth strikeout for Andrew Taylor on the day. But Salem gets a run back through three innings of play. It's Fayetteville 3, Salem 2. We'll be back for the fourth on MILB TV and Valley Live. Time for the top of the fourth in a 3-2 ball game. Fayetteville leads. Jackson Lofton leads off for the Woodpeckers as he grounds one foul into the Fayetteville dugout. And I have to apologize, last inning got a little caught up at the running of the Kentucky Derby. I completely forgot about our trivia answer. No correct answers today as the 0-1 misses inside. Question today was related to Star Wars. Chancellor Palpatine was known as which Sith Lord? So 1-1 misses outside, two balls and a strike. The answer today was Darth Sidious. Darth Sidious was the Sith Lord, Chancellor Palpatine. High pop up in foul territory. Lionel James, the first baseman, camps underneath it. Will reach up and make the catch for the first out of the inning, retiring Jackson Lofton. Raylan Perez still on the mound for Salem as Garrett McGowan steps into the batter's box. First pitch inside for ball one. Foul into the on-deck circle where it's bare hand grabbed by Sandro Gaston, the on-deck batter for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers have worn the same jersey for four of the five games this series. It's a 1-1 fouled off. Gray pants, the black stripe, red jerseys with a black number on the back. American flag in black and white on the right sleeve and the Ville written across the front. Foul ball will make it a 1-2. New jerseys for the Woodpeckers this season, just going on sale at the Woodpeckers team store and have been in very high demand. 1-2 comes inside, two balls, two strikes to McGowan. 91 mile per hour fastball for Raylan Perez. 2-2. Hit towards center field. Castro underneath it will reach up, make the catch, and two gone. Brings up Sandro Gastón, who popped out the first in his lone at-bat of the day with nobody on and two away. Salem trailing in this game to Fayetteville, 3-2 on a packed house. It's really, really nice to see the ballpark filled out this much. First pitch, a called strike. To Gastón. No one count with two outs. Bit more clouds in the sky when we started than there are now. Skies have somewhat cleared up. 1-1. Hit over to short. Coffey in his glove throw into first. Lionel James receives it for out number three. And three up, three down go the Woodpeckers here in the top of the fourth. Salem has a chance to try to tie it or take the lead when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem, bottom of the fourth inning. Salem back up to bat with Juan Chacon leading things off. Lionel James on deck, Yorberto Mexicano in the hole. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-0 count for Chacon. Woodpeckers leading the Red Sox 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Chacon laces one towards left. It drops in for a base hit in front of Garrett McGowan. A leadoff single for Chacon. Fourth hit of the night for Salem. It brings up Lionel James. He's 0 for 1 today with a ground out to short. Taking a slight lead off of first is Chacon. He takes off, swing and a foul ball, the hit and run. He is given up. Fayetteville now knows the plans. Retreating back to first is Chacon after the foul ball by James. Make it an 0-1. Pitch falls in, 76 mile per hour curveball. Looked really nice out of the hand of Andrew Taylor. Be surprised if we see Taylor in a Houston Astros uniform in a few seasons. 0-2, check swing on a pitch low. Runner goes. Chacon slides in safely. And we'll see what that's ruled in the book as. It wasn't a stolen base.
as Chacon didn't take off until he saw that the ball was in the dirt. But it bounced up into Gaston's glove. And I guess you'd have to call it a wild pitch, if anything, even though it wasn't too wild from Taylor. Either way, runner at second base with nobody out for Salem. Lionel James carries a 1-2 count. One, two, back up the middle, base hit. Juan Chacon gets the green light. He's coming home. The throw into the plate. Tag is not in. No, they called him out. Juan Chacon called out on the plate. The entire stadium will send a chorus of boos. And it doesn't look like there will be much of an argument from Salem. And it brings up Norberto Mexicano. So a base hit for Lionel James. Chacon gunned out heading home. Wow. Saves the Fayetteville lead. Ball downstairs. Runner goes heading for second, sliding in and out at second base is Lionel James, caught stealing. The fielding for Fayetteville has been on point this inning. And now the home plate umpire Shane Sullivan telling the Red Sox dugout to quiet down. Here's the play at the plate. From our vantage point here on the monitor, it looked like he was safe at home. 1-0 swung on and missed, a 1-1 count. No review at this level. 1-1 foul tipped back towards the screen. Credit where credit's due. Zach Cole, the center fielder, a masterful throw to Gaston, the catcher, to tag Chacon out. There's now two outs with nobody on. The 1-2 to Mexicano, skied towards left field. McGowan ranges back, warning track. He slips and falls. It gets to the wall, and in with a stand-up double is Norberto Mexicano, as McGowan just tripped over his own feet out in left field. Now that stolen base comes back to really bite the Red Sox, as that would have been a run-scoring play. And a timeout called as Ricky Rivera, the manager of the Woodpeckers, will come out to talk to Andrew Taylor. And this is, in fact, a call to the bullpen. Andrew Taylor's day is done. We'll get someone new on the mound in a couple of moments. So we'll see who the new pitcher is for Fayetteville coming out of the bullpen. All three batters that have come up against Andrew Taylor this innings have had a base hit. Been chopped out in one way or another twice, with Norberto Mexicano standing at second base safely. Now into the ballgame for Salem. Dury Carrasco. We saw Carrasco the other night on the mound. He pitched the opener back on May 2nd. Carrasco in an inning and a third, allowed two hits and a run, striking out one. Was a two-way player last season. Perhaps trying to develop him into more of a pitcher. Had a .202 batting average with 35 hits, 4 home runs, and 19 RBI with the Asheville Tourist of High A year ago. Carrasco, a .284 ERA in 6 1/3 innings pitched this season. 7 strikeouts to just 1 walk. Carrasco
pitcher for Fayetteville. He'll take on Abram Liendo, the native to Maracay, Venezuela. And the first offering from Carrasco. We'll have to wait a second as he looks back to second base. Now fires on a pitch inside, ball one. Carrasco looks back towards second yet again, find Mexicano. Ball inside, brushes Liendo off the plate. Should Liendo reach safely and avoid an out being recorded, Cutter Coffey, who has reached base safely twice, stands on deck. Check swing. Appeal down. Field umpire Dylan Halsey said yes, he did. Puts a strike on the board for Liendo. Two balls and a strike. Two-one. Hit over towards second. Picked up by Cruz. Should be an easy throw, and it is. Salem gets opportunity after opportunity in the bottom of the fourth. No runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through four complete. 3-2, Fayetteville leads on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem. Luis Encarnacion steps into the batter's box. He walked, came around to score in the third inning. The third inning is where all the offense has been for Fayetteville, scoring all three of their runs in that frame. Ground ball back up the middle, gets past the diving Cutter Coffey. Luis Encarnacion has himself a leadoff single. Back to the top of the order for Ryan Clifford. Truly help the Woodpeckers to at least try to clinch a series split with a few more runs here in the next couple innings to protect that narrow one-run lead. First pitch to Clifford, a called strike inside. Really good to see a packed Salem Memorial Ballpark today. A lot of fans coming out on a Saturday night, on Star Wars night, to support their hometown Red Sox. Foul ball back, puts it 0-2. We'll take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard in the Carolina League. Over in Charleston, River Dogs lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 1-0, top six. Grounder to third, picked up by Liendo, only plays at first. The throw gets him. A 5-3 ground out for Ryan Clifford does advance Encarnacion up to second base. But a nice play by Abram Liendo, who's looked sharp as a knight over at third base today. Tyler Whitaker today 0-for-1, grounded out to third and was hit by a pitch. Later came around to score when he was hit by a pitch in the third. First pitch, strike one. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, in Fredericksburg, Down East looks to get their fourth straight win over the Nationals, leading 7-4 over the Fred Nats. Ball downstairs. Count goes even, 1-1. In Columbia, the Fireflies lead the Pelicans 2-1, top of the seventh inning, Pelicans batting. Swing and a miss for Tyler Whitaker on an 82 mile per hour changeup from Raylan Perez, who's back out for his third inning of work. In Kannapolis, the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 1-0, bottom two. Swing and a miss, and Whitaker finds himself down on strikes. Only the second strikeout of this appearance for Raylan Perez, as it brings up the dangerous hitting Zach Cole. Finally, in Delmarva, top of the second inning, the Mudcats have taken an early 2-0 lead over the Shorebirds. First pitch to Cole from Raylan Perez, a ball, 85 mile per hour pitch. Waits on the 1-0 offering, swung on and missed, 1-1. Two home run game for Zach Cole. In yesterday's game, today 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out to first. Ball skips slightly away, staying still at second was Encarnacion after thinking about third. Two balls and a strike. Busy day across the Red Sox organization as well. Time called by Zach Cole. Starting things in High A, the Greenville Drive, leading the Asheville Tourists 7-2 in the top of the fifth inning. 2-1 outside. Hitters count to Cole, 3-0. In Double A, the Portland Sea Dogs leading the Akron Rubber Ducks 5-1 in the bottom of the third. Akron has runners in second and third, however. 3-1, fouled off back and into a luxury box. Full count with two outs. Expect to see the runner in Encarnacion heading for third with a full count. Finally, the Worcester Woo Sox. Doubleheader today with the Buffalo Bison. Worcester won 7-4. In the first game of the doubleheader. There's a fly ball to left that drops in fair territory. Scoring from second is Encarnacion. And into second base with a RBI stand-up double is Zach Cole. Now 2-for-3 on the day. Cole to pitch on a full count that scored Encarnacion. It extends the Fayetteville lead to 4-2. Bringing up Narbe Cruz, 1-for-2 today. Single and a grounder to third. Time called, Liam Carroll comes out, sporting the stash, and takes the ball from Raylan Perez. We'll get a call from the bullpen here in the top of the fifth. That'll give us an opportunity to talk about the other game happening in Worcester. Bottom of the first inning, Woo Sox currently batting with Nico Goodrum at the plate. that is our whip around of the Red Sox farm system. Boston Red Sox, currently up in Philadelphia, won their seventh straight game with a 5-3 win over the Philadelphia Phillies last night, currently in the bottom of the first. Phillies and Red Sox scoreless. Well, let's get you caught up on the new man on the hill for the Salem Red Sox. Now pitching Caleb Bolden. Seen Bolden a few times, including this series. Bolden, a 3.75 ERA in 12 innings pitched, a 1-1 record. Out of Texas Christian University, or TCU. Also played for a stint in the SEC for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Has struck out 19 batters while walking 8. Bolden will get the appearance here against the Woodpeckers in the top of the 5th. Saw Caleb Bolden back in the series opener. He pitched an inning and 2/3, allowed just one hit, a walk, and striking out 3. Did not allow a run to score for the Woodpeckers. So Narve Cruz, the next batter, he bats with a runner at second and Zach Cole after his RBI double. 2 outs, so only need to worry about the batter. So there's a chopping ground ball to third. Liendo crossing the diamond in time. A good outstretched glove by Lionel James. A 5-3 ground out, and Abram Liendo has been the man over at third base today. One run scores this inning for Fayetteville. Mid 5, it's 4-2 Woodpeckers on top of the Red Sox on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the batting order for the Red Sox, batting here in the bottom of the 5th. Now trailing by 2. Coffey grounds one to short, picked up by Lofton, thrown to first, is in time to get the speedy Coffey retired for the first time today. Brings up Miguel Blaze, who's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts on the day. Red Sox had 3 hits in the bottom of the 4th. But Juan Chacon was gunned down heading home. Lionel James caught stealing. Couldn't do anything by the time Yorberto Mexicano doubled. Ball downstairs. Make it a 1-1 count to Miguel Blaze.
low 2-1 count. Lace trying to avoid getting the hat trick of strikeouts. Really good strikeout pitcher in Dury Carrasco, however. 2-1, line towards left, but foul by about 15 to 20 feet down the left field line. Delivery upstairs, but a full count for Miguel Blaise with Alan Castro standing on deck. Swing and a miss as Miguel Blaise goes down on strikes for the third time tonight. First strikeout for Dury Carrasco. Blaise now entering a bit of a slump as there's two gone. Brings up Alan Castro, 0-1 today with a walk and a fly out to center field. We'll take a look at our this day in Red Sox history. First pitch swinging goes Castro for strike one. 86 mile per hour change from Carrasco. On this day, May 6, 1934, turn back your clocks quite a bit. On this day, 1934, the Boston Red Sox hit four consecutive triples in the fourth inning, setting a major league record. Check swing, says he went around. Alan Castro will strike out swinging, three up, three down. Goes the Red Sox top of the batting order in the bottom of the fifth. Still 4-2 Fayetteville through five innings here on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here for the sixth inning. Ricardo Ballo, Jackson Lofton, and Garrett McGowan coming up to bat. Ballo has been swinging a bat of fire recently, batting .438 on the season. Swing and a miss for strike one. Ballo entering this series had a .368 batting average, so has increased that substantially. But today is 0-2 with two backwards Ks. He'll swing and miss at a 79 mile per hour offering from Bolden. For strike two, it's an 0-2 to Ballo. O2 kicks the leg and fires. Foul ball heading back towards us.
off the window and bouncing into the crowd, where it's a race for the ball. And one of the little leaguers that plays for the Expos will receive it. Ground ball heading over to second base, picked up by Ravello. Throw into first is in time. And Ballo, after a bat of fire and a great day yesterday, starts his day today 0 for 3. Jackson Lofton today 0 for 2. Grounded out to short and popped out in foul territory to first today. First pitch, a called strike inside. Bolden sets, fires, grounder to third. Picked up by Liendo. Throw on to first yet again. In time for the out. Abram Liendo has been looking like a major league all-star defensively today. I mean, wow, some of the plays he's been making have been incredible. By far the best performance we've seen from a third baseman this season. Garrett McGowan, the next batter, takes the first pitch as a ball outside. Two gone here in the top of the sixth. 1-0 outside, make it a 2 out of McGowan. Well, there's a lot going on in the world of sports right now. Of course, Major League Baseball just getting in the full swing of things as we're entering mid-May. It's still beginning of the season, but relatively newer part of the season. McGowan fouls one off to put a 2-1 count. But perhaps the more exciting part is in the two other sports going on right now. The NHL and NBA playoffs currently running simultaneously as McGowan swings and misses at a 94-mile-per-hour Caleb Bolden fastball. 2-2 count. Chance to get out of the inning with a 3-up, 3-down. Bolden sets, fires, swung on and missed. McGowan goes down on strikes. 0-for-3 today, and Caleb Bolden has retired 4 straight Woodpeckers. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Middle of the sixth inning. Red Sox coming back up to bat with the 4-5-6. We come back on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the sixth inning about to get underway here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Luis Ravello 2-for-2 today. Ron Rosario 0-for-2 and Juan Chacon 1-for-2 due up this inning. First pitch, a called strike. Durie Carrasco back in for his second
full inning of work. Oh, one swung on and missed. Make it an 0-2 to Ravello. Not the greatest start to his at-bat here in inning six. 0-2 inside, nearly brushes him off the plate. Well, prior to the break, was mentioning the simultaneous runnings of the NBA and NHL playoffs. Just for the fun of it, let's take a look at around those series. Swing and a miss as Ravello goes down on strikes. Third consecutive strikeout for Carrasco, dating back to the last inning, as it brings up Ronald Rosario, who's 0 for 2 today and has struck out twice. We'll start with the NBA. It's a called strike outside to Rosario. Today, the Miami Heat defeated the New York Knicks 105-86 to take a 2-1 series lead. 0-1, hit over towards left field, coming in, diving out. Did he make the catch? He did. Garrett McGowan in left field lays out to retire Ronald Rosario on a fly ball to left. Good play by McGowan as it brings up Chacon, who's 1-for-2 today. But later tonight in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors take on the Los Angeles Lakers in Game 3. The game is in Los Angeles. Elsewhere in the second round, the Boston Celtics hold a 2-1 series lead over the Philadelphia 76ers. Ball inside to Chacon makes it a 1-0 count. Second pitch of the at-bat, outside but catches the zone, 1-1. And in the West, the Denver Nuggets hold a 2-1 series lead over the Phoenix Suns. 1-1, grounder foul. It'll be a ball and two strikes. Over in the NHL, current game action going on in Las Vegas. The Edmonton Oilers have a 3-0 first period lead over the Vegas Golden Knights with 5 minutes left in the first. Check swing, appeal down, no swing, says Dylan Pulsey. Golden Knights do lead that series 1-0. Dreisaitl and McDavid for the Oilers both have a goal today. A swing, and that time he went around. Juan Chacon goes down on strikes. It's the fourth strikeout of the night for Durie Carrasco. Three up, three down go the Red Sox. Through two-thirds of today's ballgame, Fayetteville 4, Salem 2, as we head to the 7th on MILB-TV and Valley Live.
welcome you back here for the seventh inning. 8-9-1 portion of the batting order due up for Fayetteville. Sandro Gaston takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Caleb Bolden's looked really good out of the bullpen so far. Has faced four batters, retiring all four Woodpeckers he's seen. Pitch outside for ball two. Well, prior to the break, was going through the NHL playoffs. Was mentioning the Oilers hold a 3-0 lead over the Vegas Golden Knights in game two of that series as a foul ball laced down the left field line. It's the only game going on tonight. Elsewhere in the NHL playoffs, starting in the West, the Dallas Stars and Seattle Kraken tied at one game apiece after Dallas won 4-2 last night. Domination last night in Raleigh, North Carolina. 2-1 check swing, appeal down. Says, yes, he did, says Dylan Holsey. Puts the count at 2-2. Offering swung on and missed. Note, did he catch a piece of it? Well, certainly catching a piece of it was Ronald Rosario, who is holding an area where no man ever wants to be hit in pain. Carolina defeated the New Jersey Devils 6-1 last night to take a 2-0 series lead. The Florida Panthers hold a 2-0 series lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Next game is scheduled for tomorrow night in Florida at 6:30 for game three. Two balls, two strikes. Sandro Gaston swings and misses, just catching a piece of it. Strikes out on a foul tip. Couldn't hear the bat, but that's what the umpire signaled. Second strikeout for Caleb Bolden, and five straight Woodpeckers have been retired by the third pitcher of the night for Salem. Taking a look at the replay. Definitely a drop third strike as it bounced in the dirt and the tag was made. I think that's what the call was. Ball downstairs for Luis Encarnacion, who's one for one today with a walk and a single. Came around to score both times. 1-0 swung on and missed, evens up the count to 1-1. Encarnacion, the native to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, played one game this season with AA Corpus Christi, going 2-for-5 with a double. 1-1 outside. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Bolden just misses. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. Salem has not scored since the bottom of the third inning. That was in response to a three spot put up by the Woodpeckers. Peckers added another run in the top of the fifth to bring us to our 4-2 score, which we have currently. 2-2. Hit over towards third. Gets past the third shortstop gap. It's a base hit for Luis Encarnacion. 2-for-2 today. So a base hit for Luis Encarnacion, pretty much saying to Ricky Rivera, why haven't you been playing me all series? Brings up Ryan Clifford, who's carrying a 1-for-3 line today. Struck out swinging, singled, and grounded out to third. First pitch swinging is Clifford for strike one. According to MLB.com, the fourth best prospect in the Houston Astros organization and the top-ranked prospect on the Woodpeckers roster. 0-1 misses outside.
Tyler Katz with you on the call tonight. My usual broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, out tonight with a bit of an illness. Wasn't feeling too well today or yesterday, so get well soon. Hope to see you back in the booth with me tomorrow for the series finale. Pickoff back to first does no danger. Just at about 8 o'clock, 7:55 the current time here in Salem. Swing and a miss for strike two. Clifford now down in the count, a ball and two strikes. One, two with one away and a runner at first. Could be a big pitch for Bolden here. Sets, fires, fouls it off down the third baseline. Out of play and into the seats, where it looks like a father-son both wearing cowboy hats down the left field line are going to take home the souvenir. Still a 1-2 to Clifford. On the way, swung on and missed. Strikes out on a foul tip that finds itself into the glove of Ronald Rosario. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Caleb Bolden. Two gone as it brings up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker is 0-for-2 today. He grounded out to third. Was hit by a pitch and struck out swinging. That strikeout in his most recent at-bat. Swing and foul went off. Looked like it may have went off of one of his ankles. Puts the count at 0-1. Keep mentioning it, but it's a gorgeous night for baseball tonight. Packed house. Called strike outside makes it an 0-2. That peaceful buzz of the ballpark with the organ music blaring, conversations between all the many different groups of people who came from all directions to spend their Saturday night at the ballpark. 0-2 swung on and missed. Whitaker will go down on strikes. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Caleb Bolden, and we'll have to leave it there. No runs on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Seventh inning stretch from Salem. Visitors on top, 4-2 on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark
First pitch to Lionel James is a bit high. New pitcher on the mound for Fayetteville as well. A called strike outside. This is Jose Guedes. Guedes out of Valencia, Venezuela. Last year was on the Dominican Summer League Astros. So Guedes now on the mound. He was an international free agent last year and has worked his way up into single A already as James fouls a pitch off to put the count even at 2-2. 95 mile per hour fastball for Guedes. A swing and a drive towards right field. That drops in for a base hit. Lionel James will single off of Jose Guedes to begin the bottom of the seventh. Brings up Roberto Mexicano, 1-for-2 today with a strikeout and a double. Guedes making his single-A debut and subsequently his debut playing baseball in the United States. Foul ball back into the screen, 0-1. Played for the Astros Orange at the Dominican Summer League last year. Has not pitched for Fayetteville this year. As he hit one towards right center field, dropping for a base hit. Roberto Mexicano singles, heading for third is James. He slides in safely. Mexicano advances on the throw. And Jose Guedes, welcome to single A. There are already two base hits off of him. And runners at second and third. Lionel James advances to third on the play. Mexicano advances to second. Replay if you're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live. Just perfectly looped into the right center field gap. Throw bounced and got Ballo. Misjudging the hop. Runners at second and third with nobody out for Abram Liendo. Guedes trying to work out of his own jam. Ball upstairs will make it a 1-0 count for the 9-hole batter in Liendo, who's 0-for-2 today. Pitch inside, two balls and no strikes. What is a new addition to the roster as Liendo fouls one off for the first strike of the at-bat. Was added on May 3rd from the Dominican Summer League Astros. So skipped the Florida Complex League altogether. 2-1 swung on and missed. Liendo has put himself even in the count. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runners at second and third. Salem threatening. Swing and a miss. Liendo goes down on strikes. First single A strikeout and first strikeout in the United States for Jose Guedes. Brings up Cutter Coffey as we're back to the top of the order. 1-for-2 today. Singled, walked, and grounded out to short. Would be a big loss for the Red Sox if they fail to bring a runner in. And they got runners at second and third with nobody out at one point in this inning. Coffey takes a pitch upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. Inside, 2-0 count to Coffey. This is one of the beautiful things about minor league baseball. You have a kid, Cutter Coffey, who was an early round draft pick, came straight out of high school, drafted by the Red Sox. Check swing, called strike. And is trying to earn his opportunity to the major leagues. And you have a guy who is pitching in the United States
in a professional baseball game for the first time on the hill facing each other. Where else are you going to find that? Ball upstairs, 3-1 count. And they both have the same goal, to make it to the major leagues, just like everyone in that dugout, in both dugouts, in dugouts across the country. 3-1, it's ball four upstairs. Cutter Coffey draws a walk to load the bases for who else but Miguel Blais. One of the top prospects in the Boston Red Sox organization. And we're going to get a mound visit here. I don't know if we're going to get a call to the bullpen, as it's only been four batters. And based off the body language and what we're seeing here, the message to Guedes is just loosen up, have fun with it. You're making your single A debut. You're pitching in the United States, a giant American flag beyond the center field wall. But Miguel Blais is the batter that he has to face. Blais, the third-ranked prospect in the Red Sox organization, just behind Rafaela, who is in double-A with Portland, and Marcelo Meyer, who is in single-A with Greenville. Highest-ranked prospect on this Salem Red Sox roster will bat with the bases loaded and one out in a two-run ballgame. Takes the first pitch, fastball at 94 outside for ball one. And you'd like to see what Blais can do with the bat, but you wouldn't mind a walk here to at least bring a run in. Ball outside, another fastball from Guedes. Two balls and no strikes. Guedes sets, fires, ball upstairs. It's a 3-0 count. It's a 4-2 ball game. Fayetteville has the lead. Salem has the bases loaded with one out, and their top prospect on the roster at the plate with a 3-0 count. Guedes fires, called strike outside. Still a hitter's count for Blais. He has another strike to work with. Coffey at first, Mexicano at second, James at third. 3-1 delivery fouled off. It's a full count with one away. And a nice catch. Oh, I thought it was a catch made. Catch couldn't be made by the fan there. Standing on deck, barring a double play, is Alan Castro, another big bat for Salem. 3-2, payoff pitch. High hooking foul ball down the right field line. It will land in the Fayetteville bullpen next to the team bus. Full count, one out, bases loaded in a two-run ballgame. Miguel Blais against Guedes, making his American professional debut. He hits one towards right field. It's in the track, catch is made by Whitaker. Tag is made and coming home, Lionel James. Sack fly to center field. It brings the ball game within one. Not quite the hit you wanted there from Miguel Blais. There are still runners at first and second for Alan Castro, but worth mentioning, there are two outs. Castro will wait on the first offering. He's 0 for 2 today. Takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Castro walked in the first, flew out to center in the third, and struck out swinging in the fifth. One-o delivery, called a strike outside. One ball, one strike. Fayetteville trying to hold on to a narrow one-run lead. Currently the score 4-3 in favor of the Woodpeckers. 1-1 outside. Now ahead in the count is Alan Castro, two balls and a strike. Big opportunity for the Sox here. You'd certainly like to score more than one. Ball upstairs. We'll put the count at three balls and a strike. Norberto Mexicano has been standing at second base for what feels like ages now, as the eight-hole batter is watching the three-hole batter take cuts. 3-1 fouled into the screen. Full count, two outs, bottom seven in a one-run game. Expect both runners to take off on the windup from Guedes. Guedes a check back towards second. Now kicks, fires. Ball four upstairs. Bases go loaded again. Huge opportunity. The batter, Luis Ravelo. Second walk of the inning. It pushes Coffey up to second base. Mexicano up to third. And that's going to do it for Jose Guedes. A call to the bullpen for the Woodpeckers will bring in their fourth pitcher of the game. Jose Guedes getting some words from his manager, Ricky Rivera, as the next pitcher comes in hopping over the line and will take over for Guedes in a tall task, having to take on Luis Ravelo, who is 2-for-3 today. So for Jose Guedes, his day is done. But Fayetteville now is a force at any base and can get out of a jam with an out quite literally anywhere in the field. Now into the game for Fayetteville. Jeremy Molero. Molero, out of Valencia, Venezuela, last season played for the Florida Complex League Astros. A bit more on Molero. Bit of an interesting move by Ricky Rivera, bringing in a player making his American debut. Got himself into a bit of a jam, so they turned over the ball to Jeremy Molero. And Molero is making his single-A debut. Spent the last two seasons in the Florida Complex League. Combining for a 4-4 record and a 4.33 ERA in his time with the FCL Astros. Pitched in 23 games at his time in West Palm Beach. At the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, spring training home of the Houston Astros and the Florida Complex League home of the FCL Astros. Well, in steps Luis Ravelo in a big spot. Bases loaded, two outs in a one-run ball game, bottom seven. Pitch a called strike. Molero finding the zone quickly. 79-mile-per-hour pitch. Safe to say this is the furthest north Molero has pitched. 0-1. Ravelo cuts on one and misses. A 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Molero is testing out his different pitches and is toying with Ravelo with the different speeds. O-2 swung on and missed. Ravelo goes down on three pitches. Jeremy Molero comes in, saves the day, and sweeps up the rug. Red Sox score one, but it's not enough for right now. We head to the eighth. Fayetteville leads 4-3 on MILB TV and Valley Live. We'll be right back.
Salem has pulled it within one. It's now the defense job to keep it there. Zach Cole, Narve Cruz, and Ricardo Ballo are not an easy group to face, however. Caleb Bolden finds the strike zone for the first strike of the at-bat to Zach Cole. O-1 delivery outside. The previous two Red Sox pitchers, Ryan Zephyrjan. Zephyrjan, in a rehab assignment appearance, only went two innings, allowed a hit. No runs, no walks, while striking out two. The 1-1 swung on and missed by Cole. Raylan Perez then came in relief. He pitched 2 2/3, allowed 4 hits to the Woodpeckers, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, walking 1 and striking out 2. The 1-2 is swung on and missed, and Zach Cole goes down on strikes for the first time today. And for Caleb Bolden, that's already strikeout number 5 of his day. This is his third full inning of work. He came in to relieve Raylan Perez in the bottom of the 5th to record the final out. As a matter of fact, only one Woodpecker has reached on Caleb Bolden today, called strike to Narve Cruz. Woodpecker in question, Luis Encarnacion, who singled last inning in the 7th. Bolden has now faced 9 batters. Here's a soft ground ball to short, picked up by Coffey. Throw to first is in time for the out. Make it 10 batters faced for Caleb Bolden, as he's now facing his second time through the Woodpecker batting order to take on Ricardo Ballo. Ballo has been having an insane start to his season, batting .424, home runs, 7 RBIs. But he's 0-3 today. Some would say he's due, others would say he's having an off night. Which is it? Question to be determined. Ball outside will make it a 1-0 count. Ballo today has struck out looking twice and is grounded out to second. Yesterday had a 4-for-4 performance, like he's going to Wendy's, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. Ball outside, 93 mile per hour fastball, makes it a 2-0 count to Ballo. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. Bolden sets. There is no action going in the Salem bullpen currently. 2-1 delivery, swung, missed is Ballo, puts the count even at 2-2. Two gone in this inning, as Bolden looks to complete his second 1-2-3 inning. It would be the 4th of the night, but a miss will make it a full count. Full count with 2 away, nobody on in the top of the 8th. Fayetteville holding on to a narrow 1-run lead. Payoff pitch from Bolden. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 6 of the evening for Caleb Bolden in a masterful relief appearance. He just hopes his offense can help his cause now. No runs, hits, errors, or runners left on base for Fayetteville. We head to the bottom of the 8th. Rosario, Chacon, and James due up in a 4-3 ball game on MILB-TV and Bally Live.
bottom of the eighth inning, about to get underway. Six outs for Salem to score one run. Ronald Rosario, Juan Chacon, Lionel James due up this inning to take on Jeremy Molero, who came in last inning, inheriting a bases-loaded two-outs jam and struck out Luis Ravello. First pitch to Rosario comes inside for ball one. Ball outside, 2-0. Fayetteville today has used four different pitchers, starting with the starter, Andrew Taylor. 2-0, the ball outside, it's a 3-0 count. Taylor went 3 2/3, allowed six hits to the Red Sox, two runs to score, walking two and striking out six. Rosario will take a ball outside. It's a leadoff four-pitch walk. Juan Chacon, the next batter, 1-3 of Harris, strikeouts and a single. Following Taylor out of the bullpen was Dury Carrasco. Been a really good outing through 2 1/3. Did not allow a hit nor a walk while striking out four Red Sox batters. Ball outside. As a matter of fact, Carrasco did not allow a base runner in those 2 1/3 innings, but was pulled in favor of Jose Guedes, who was making his professional debut on American soil, previously played in the Dominican Summer League, which does count as pro baseball. Chacon takes a called strike to even the count at 1-1. Jose Guedes only survived 2/3 of an inning, allowed two hits, allowed a run to score, walking two and striking out one as Chacon fouls one off, count 1-2. Guedes starts his season with Fayetteville with a 13.50 ERA due to that performance. And that takes us to Jeremy Molero, who's currently on the mound. One, two, called strike three. Chacon rung up. He strikes out for the third time today. And for Molero, it's his second strikeout of his appearance. Molero, by the way, making his single A debut as it brings up the 2-for-3 Lionel James. Grounded out to short back in the second inning. Since then, has gotten a pair of hits. First pitch, a called strike outside. By the way, something of note down in Tampa. 0-1, called a strike. Single A baseball, the Bradenton Marauders are playing the Tampa Tarpons. That's the affiliates of the Pittsburgh Pirates and New York Yankees. Only one hit combined between the two teams in the top of the seventh. There's a ground ball hit over to second. Cruz over to second for one. On to first, cannot turn two. Lionel James reaches on a fielder's choice while Ronald Rosario is forced out between the bases. Norberto Mexicano has been a hero of sorts for Salem. 2-for-3 today. A single, a double, and a strikeout. He bats with a runner at first and two away. First pitch outside, ball one. Mexicano doesn't usually get a start, more of a bench player here in Salem, and typically is not in the DH role, is tonight. Ball outside will make it a 2-0 count. Mexicano, including his 2-for-3 performance today, has increased his batting average on the season to .375. He'll swing and miss on an 80-mile-per-hour, looked like cutter, for strike one. Hey, 2-1 delivery downstairs. Three balls, one strike. Hitter count, two away. Score is 4-3, Fayetteville over Salem in the bottom of the eighth. Three-one. Fouled off.
A full count with two outs. Expect to see the runner at first, Lionel James, taken off for second as Jeremy Molero lifts his leg. Molero sets, looks in, accepts the sign, kicks, fires, foul ball. Prediction was correct. James taking off for second on the delivery from Molero. Sun just beginning to set. A deep, almost denim blue in dead center field. Payoff once more. Ball downstairs. Appeal down, no swing, says the field umpire. Ricky Rivera, the manager for the Woodpeckers, comes out of the dugout to scream a little bit at Dylan Hulsey. Hulsey more or less shrugs him off and doesn't bother too much, as there are now two runners aboard for Yorberto Mexicano. Runners at first and second for Abram Liendo, excuse me. Liendo today 0 for 3. A pair of groundouts to second base and a strikeout swinging in his most recent at-bat. First pitch inside. Ball one. One oh count to Liendo. Should he reach safely, Cutter Coffey, one of the top prospects in the Red Sox organization, on deck. Called strike, a 79 mile per hour breaking ball finds the zone to even the count to 1-1. 4-3, Fayetteville leading, bottom eight. 1-1 delivery, well outside. Lucky for Gastone, it didn't get away from him as he pops up, takes off the mask to find both Lionel James and Yorberto Mexicano standing safely on their respective bases. Really cool jerseys today, was mentioning them a bit earlier. Darth Vader and Empire based for Revenge of the Sixth Night on Star Wars night. 2-1, called a strike outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two swung on and missed, and for the second consecutive inning, Jeremy Molero strikes out a Red Sox swinging with a runner in scoring position to keep the score at 4-3. We head to the ninth inning, 4-3 Woodpeckers over the Red Sox when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live.
Welcome back to the ninth inning here on MILB TV. It's Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jackson Lofton swings and misses at the first offering from a new Red Sox pitcher, Marquez Johnson, now on the mound. His eighth appearance of the season. He's a 1-2 pitcher throwing from the right arm with a 12.86 ERA. Trying to work that down facing the 6-7-8 portion of the Fayetteville batting order. 1-1 count to Lofton, who today is 0-3. 1-1 called strike at the letters. Lofton today, a pair of groundouts and a pop out to first. Timeout called by Lofton. Two. Rope towards left, drops in foul territory by about 7 to 8 feet. I was mentioning how today is an important one due to King Charles III's coronation over in England across the pond, running of the Kentucky Derby, while also the parade. Ball downstairs makes it 2-2. For the 2023 SPHL President's Cup Trophy champions, or President's Cup champions, the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs had their parade through downtown Roanoke earlier today. 2-2 outside. We'll put the count full. Three balls, two strikes to Lofton. Scoreboard showing 2-2, but the umpires made it clear it's the other way. Doesn't matter, as it's a rope into right field for Jackson Lofton's first base hit of the game. Brings up Garrett McGowan. Safe to say McGowan has struggled a bit during his time in Salem. Game one, went 1-for-4. Got the day off the next. A 1-for-5 performance. 0-for-4 performance, and he's 0-for-3 today. Runner goes, throw down by Rosario. Tag is not in time. Stolen base for Jackson Lofton. Gets a few groans from the home supporters. Coming out at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Fayetteville gets a runner in scoring position with nobody out. One-oh swung on and missed. Count is even, one ball and one strike. Swing and a miss, 1-2 to Garrett McGowan. Well, taking a look at scores from around the organization, the Portland Sea Dogs had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning that has since been broken up. It's now 8-3, Sea Dogs on the top of the seventh in AA. 1-2 ball upstairs. The Greenville Drive leading the Asheville Taurus 13-2 in a road game in Asheville. It's against the Houston Astros affiliate, same as what we have going on here in single A. Two-two, back up the middle. That's a tough play. Getting the green light is Jackson Lofton. The throw will go to home plate. Taking second base on the throw is Garrett McGowan, an RBI single. Fayetteville extends their lead back to 2. It's 5-3. So McGowan singles, advancing to second on the throw. Lofton reaches home safely. Still nobody out. 5-3 the score. It brings up Sandro Gaston, who's 0-3. Elsewhere in the organization, AAA. Mentioned the Worcester Woo Sox defeated the Buffalo Bison 7-4 earlier in
game one of a doubleheader. In game two, it's been all Woo Sox. 7-0, top four. We'll have a pinch runner here for Fayetteville as well. Leosteni Molina will take over for Garrett McGowan on the base paths. It's a ball inside. We'll miss to Sandro Gaston. First pinch runner we've seen this season. As we'll see where Molina ends up in the field and what Ricky Rivera has cooking. Swing and a miss for Gaston. 93 mile per hour fastball for Johnson. Molina running at second base, trying to extend this Fayetteville lead, which currently stands at 2 runs. 1-0. Hit over towards second. Ravello on to James for the shore out. 4-3 for the first out of the inning as Leosteni Molina will advance up to third. Luis Encarnacion has been a tough out today. Has reached base all 3 times he's come up to the plate with a walk and a pair of singles. First pitch fouled off for strike one. Well, while we got you caught up on the Red Sox organization, take you through the Carolina League one more time. The 0-1 catches the zone inside. Final score in Fredericksburg. Down East defeats the Fred Nats 9-4. Wood Ducks have now won 4 in a row. Similarly, Lynchburg defeats Charleston on the road 8-2. 0-2 pitch skied in the air towards shallow left field, coming in, sliding to make the grab is Juan Chacon. There is no tag. Juan Chacon did a little slip and slide action, and while he was going full speed on the ground, makes the basket catch. You're watching on MLB TV. Here's a look at the replay on the catch. Chacon, a full sprint, goes down on the slide and makes the grab just before the ball hits the grass. What a play for Juan Chacon. Leosteni Molina stays at third as we flip back to the top of the batting order for Ryan Clifford. But elsewhere in the Carolina League, inside pitch to Clifford, 1-0. Delmarva has taken the lead over Carolina. Shorebirds now lead 3-2, bottom six. Augusta and Kannapolis tied at 4, bottom 6 as well. 1-0 called a strike. And finally, extra innings in Columbia, South Carolina. Fireflies trail to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 3-2, but the Fireflies have runners at the corners with 1 away. Down by 1, bottom 11. 1-1, short dribbler up to Liendo. Picks it up, fires on to first in time. Abram Liendo has been putting on a masterclass over at third base today. 1 run does score off 2 hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Salem needs to make up 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live.
Welcome you back for the bottom of the ninth. New pitcher on the mound. It's the closer, Ian Fogo, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the former Lenore Ryan Bear. Time called as I believe the music was playing a bit too long as the umpire gave a dirty look back towards the press box. Ian Fogo will attempt his first save of the season. He enters with an 0-2 record. First pitch outside, 97 miles per hour. That's one of the faster pitchers we've seen here at Salem Memorial Ballpark this season. Jeremy Molero, his day is done after pitching through an inning and a third. Ball outside, 97 yet again to Coffey. For Molero, goes an inning and a third, does not allow a hit nor a run while walking two and striking out three. Pitch downstairs, 96 miles per hour. It's been a 3-0 count to Coffey. Fogo's had the speed, but not necessarily the control. Fogo was a grad student at Division II Lenore Ryan, but also played for Charleston Southern and the Citadel. Fastball at 97, finds the strike zone. Three balls and a strike. Last season in the Astros organization, combined between the Florida Complex League and Fayetteville, as Coffey takes a ball upstairs and outside, a leadoff walk. Fogo had seven saves with a 2-3 record. This season he's 0-2 with a 7.71 ERA. Miguel Blaze today 0-3, three strikeouts, but also an RBI off a sac fly. Grounder foul, I think that may have hit off his ankle. Fogo played for a variety of summer league baseball teams, including the Syracuse Salt Cats, Martha's Vineyard Sharks, Albany Dutchmen, Johnson City Doughboys, and Cotuit Kettleers of the Cape Cod League. Longtime fans of the Salem Red Sox will remember last season's broadcaster, Andy Losey, now the voice of the Lenore Ryan Bears, where Fogo graduated from. Ball upstairs, a wild pitch gets away. Miguel Blaze advances up to second base. Runner in scoring position for Salem, but in a 5-3 ball game, Salem needing two runs. Salem was in a similar situation last night, down by four entering the bottom of the ninth, scratched across one before stranding two with a tying run at the plate. 1-1, high pop up into right field. Whitaker underneath it will make the catch. Coffey thought about tagging but doesn't test the arm and retreats back to second. Miguel Blaze 0-4 today. One away as it brings up Alan Castro. Castro 0-2. The flyout, strikeout, pair of walks. Few defensive switches as well. Ryan Clifford now in left field for Fayetteville to replace McGowan. That spot at first base, the ball misses low to Castro. That spot at first base now taken by Ricardo Ballo. That spot over at third base is now taken by Narbe Cruz, who was at second. Hang on a second. Here's a fly ball to deep center field, but it's in the glove of Cole. Tagging up and heading for third is Cutter Coffey. That one looked like it had a chance, but it was going to dead center field. Salem down to its final out with Luis Ravello coming to the plate. But Ballo goes over to third. Cruz
goes over to third base to fill that hole. A hole at second base, now filled in by Leosteni Molina. Luis Ravello, 2-for-2 today. Singled twice in his first two at-bats. Since then, has struck out twice. Called strike outside a 97-mile-per-hour fastball for Ian Faugo, who's allowed two home runs this season in just 4 2/3 innings of work. 0-1. Dribbler to second base. Picked up by Molina. Throw into first, ball game, as Fayetteville has now won three in a row. A 4-3 ground out to Luis Ravello ends it. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base for Salem. In the bottom of the ninth, as the final score, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5, the Salem Red Sox 3. Woodpeckers now lead the series 3-2 and will go for the series victory tomorrow. Meanwhile, Salem, all they can do tomorrow at 3:05 is hope to salvage a series split with the Woodpeckers. Well, that'll do it for our coverage tonight. One more time, your final line score. Fayetteville, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors in the field. Red Sox, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. That one error cost them 2 runs. What a different game that could have been. Packed house tonight. We hope to see you out at the ballpark tomorrow afternoon game, Sunday matinee, 3:05 first pitch, and it's Bark at the Park, so if you can make it out to the ballpark, bring the pup, get a pup cup for $1, treat him and treat yourself to a nice time out at the ballpark. Until then, I'm Tyler Katz from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, saying good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, whereas today, final score, Fayetteville 5, Salem 3. Good night from Salem.